Open windows, October the 15th. In Galatians 2, verse 2, we read, I went in response to a revelation and set before them the gospel. How important it is that every fresh undertaking in work for God should come by revelation to those chosen for it. Because God has so spoken and given revelation to some chosen instrument, and a true spiritual work has been done, others have taken it as a model and have sought to imitate it in other places. The result has been, and is, that they are called upon to take responsibility for it, find the resources or workers and funds and general support. This, in turn, issues in many sad and pathetic, if not evil and worldly methods and means being employed, and those concerned find themselves in a false position. Conception, not imitation, is the divine law of reproduction. Anointing, not human selection, is the divine law of succession. The fact is that the work of God has become a sphere for so many natural elements to find expression and gratification. Man must do something, see something, have something. Ambition, acquisition, achievement, and so on have found their way over to Christian enterprise, and so very often, and let us be quite frank, things have become ours, our work, our mission, our field, our clientele, and jealousies, rivalries, bitterness, and many other things of the flesh abound. It is a very difficult thing, a crucifixion indeed, for the natural man to do nothing and have nothing, and especially to know nothing. But in the case of his most greatly used instruments, God has made this a very real part of their training and preparation. The utter emptying of all self-resource is the only way to have all things out of or from God. See 2 Corinthians 5, verse 18. On this basis, even Christ elected to live. We need not remind you of Moses. I am not eloquent, Exodus 4:10. And Jeremiah, I am a child, Jeremiah 1:6. And Paul's, that we should not trust in ourselves, 2 Corinthians 1:9. These were of a school in which the great lesson of the difference between natural and spiritual was taught experimentally.